shoulder pads.
She looks like a linebacker. Did you check out that belt?
Maybe chain link is in this year. Look at the fur coat on that one.
That's a fur coat? Thought it was a cocker spaniel.
Listen to how snide we sound. I mean, who cares what people are wearing? It's what's inside that counts.
Nuh-uh. Clothes make the man. Check out that guy on the bench.
Oh, the one whose clothes are saying Republican father of three, house in the suburbs?
No, the guy that's wearing the plaids and the stripes.
Oh, yeah. Loft in Soho. Connections in the music industry.
Now that's an outfit that should be condemned.
Enough. Let's say something nice for a change.
Okay, nice. You want nice? Look at her. She looks terrific.
Ellie, she's wearing the same coat that you are.
Yeah, but mine's in a better color.
Eggs for breakfast.
Because this is America. Eat.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's not supposed to. It comes under the heading because I said so. That's why. Eat.
Male woman.
Sounds like a transvestite.
Male person.
Better.
Okay, who gets to be occupant this week?
I do.
There you go. Here's a letter from Miss Jenny Lowell from Jason Crawford. Why does this envelope feel so warm to the touch?
Okay, give me a please.
In a minute, I have a vibration from this letter. I see a young man and a young woman. He whispers in her ear, softly, intimately.
Please, there is a mother in the room.
Do you use your influence into getting me my letter?
Mom, hand it over.
I just think it's so romantic that he writes to you, even though he sees you every day.
I think it's... Oh, never mind what I think. I'm just a mother.
Here's one for you, Ellie. Forwarded from Connecticut.
Really? Ad. Free offer. Oh, a letter from my Aunt Judith.
Doesn't she know that you've moved to New York?
She doesn't know I'm divorced.
Why not?
Well, she still thinks FDR is president, and we didn't want to shock her. Oh.
What?
Ooh, this one got in by mistake. It's addressed to Charles. Hmm.
Why?
Hmm.
Nothing. School, everybody, you're late. You're not late.
I'm not?
No, you have a minute or two.
Oh, right.
Coming, Mom?
I'm just going to stay here and finish my coffee. I'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Bye. So?
Smell.
Are they putting perfume on the back of stamps these days?
Look at the handwriting.
Feminine. Very feminine.
Almost submissive. Now read this.
Private and personal.
See why I kicked the kids out?
I wonder how that one got into your envelope.
Who knows? Probably in the rush to hide it from the present Mrs. Charles Lowell. They stuck it in the envelope for the previous Mrs. Charles Lowell. Who cares? Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Meaning that you're going to open it, even though it's marked private and personal.
Meaning you don't think I should?
Meaning it's none of my business. It wasn't in my envelope.
But you wouldn't?
Ellie, if you're going to open it. Leave me out of it.
But if I do open it, you'll think I'm a snoop.
No, a felon.
Well, for your information, I am not going to open it.
Good.
Tomorrow night, when Charles comes to pick up the kids, I'll just hand it to him.
Good.
And hopefully the look on his face will tell me everything I need to know.
Which is?
Just how private and personal it really is.
Let's face it, you're going to open it.
I am not.
You want to bet?
Bet. Dishes for a week.
Done. How am I going to know if you're telling me the truth?
Since when did you start distrusting me?
Since I found out that you open other people's mail. Bye.
Damn. But you're wrong. There was a mosquito in the lampshade, and I was just trying to swat it. Besides, our bet covers opening the letter, not trying to read it, and I couldn't read it anyway. Damn. The hell with it.
Hi, Night Owl.
What are you doing, spying on me?
Of course. Also, I couldn't sleep.
Me neither.
So, you gonna open it or not?
Not.
I'm proud of you.
Of course, I'm not going to sleep either.
Good. You can keep me company. You want to watch TV?
It's 2 a.m.
Rerun City.
Okay.
Enjoy this treasury of best love. Semi-classic.
Lucy, I brought you your mail.
Thanks. Antoine's is having a sale. You want to go?
Oh, I can't. Ebenezer Mertz saw that postcard and forbid me to go anywhere near this.
What's Fred got against spending money?
Same thing as Jack Benny.
Oh.
What?
A letter for Ricky.
So?
So, it's marked private and personal.
Oh, go, girl.
It's a script, and there's a letter attached to it.
You want to up the volume for those of us on this side of your mouth?
It's a script for a new movie. The producer wants to audition Ricky for the part of the lead. He'll be here at 2 this afternoon. I smell a Cuban rat.
Why?
Ricky asked me to run an errand at exactly 2 o'clock just so I wouldn't be here. Now, why would he do that?
I have no idea.
What does that mean?
What does what mean? I said, I have no idea.
No, you didn't. You said, I have no idea.
Oh, face it, Lucy. You've been known to horn in on one of Ricky's auditions before.
Me? That's ridiculous.
Oh, so you're not going to read the script?
Why should I?
To find out if there's a part in it for you, that's why.
The thought never occurred to me.
I'll bet.
Ethel, go home.
All right, all right. Mind if I borrow the script for a while?
Oh, no. This script is going right back in its envelope where it belongs. Case closed.
It's going right back in the envelope.
Don't you want to know what it's about?
I do not.
Even if there's a part in it for you?
For me?
Do I detect some interest, girl?
Well, no.
Ethel, you've got to help me. This whole thing is your fault.
My fault?
If you hadn't planted the idea that there might be a part in it for me, I never would have opened that script. And that's exactly what I'm going to tell Ricky.
Wait a minute. You're going to tell Ricky that I told you to do whatever crazy thing it is that you're about to do?
Well, and what makes you think it's crazy?
This is me you're talking to, Lucy.
It's not crazy at all. All we have to do is...
We?
Oh, this is no time to practice your French. We've got work to do. Now, the movie is set in the Deep South. France still has that Civil War stuff in his vaudeville trunk, doesn't he?
Of course. He's still waiting for the Styles to come back.
Now, I'll call the producer and tell him Ricky can't make it at 2 o'clock, and could he please come here at 1? That'll give us an hour alone with him.
And what am I supposed to do with your body at 2 o'clock when Ricky gets back?
By that time, it'll be too late. We'll already have the parts.
So, what's my part? A Southern Belle?
Close. Now, here's what we have to do.
And now... more of Lucy.
Ethel, where are you? I'm here, but I'm not coming out. Honestly. I don't want anyone to see me like this.
Ethel, it's a Civil War picture, and your part is critical. Now get out here.
do for you?
Now, remember, when he gets here, you've been working for my family ever since my father, Captain Beauregard McGillicuddy, lost the plantation in a poker game on the Mississippi Riverboat. Got it?
Got it.
Oh, no, he's here. Get ready for your entrance.
Excuse me. Does Ricky Ricardo live here?
Showing up. I'm Melanie Ricardo, Ricky's wife. You must be Mr. Harris. Won't you have a seat, sir?
Thank you. Is Ricky here?
He's on his way. He asked me to entertain you in his absence.
I had no idea Ricky was married to a Southern girl.
Oh, yes. My father, Captain Beauregard McGillicuddy, was one of the Atlanta McGillicuddies, and my mother was Sarah Lou Betty Jo Mary Jane Johnson from Tallahassee.
Well, it certainly is refreshing to meet a young woman these days who hasn't forgotten her roots.
Twert nothing. Way down upon the Swanee. Oh, you must be parched. Can I get you something to drink, sir? Oh, Mammy. Mammy, dear. Excuse me.
Mammy, get out here.
All right, all right. Mr. Harris, I'd like you to meet my Mammy.
Your mother?
Her what?
No, my servant.
Your what?
My faithful servant who hopes one day to leave my employ for a career in the movies.
Yes, ma'am.
You can put the drinks down, Mammy.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Harris,
I wasn't always in service. My family, the Mobile Mertzes, lost all their money after the war to the carpetbaggers.
That'll be all, Mammy.
And then I was forced to seek employment and wear clothes that don't really show off my figure.
That'll be all, Mammy.
Oh, no, let her continue. Go on, Ethel.
Why, thank you, I...
Go on, Ethel!
Ricky said if Lucy got wind of this script, she and Ethel would badger me into giving them a part.
Oh, no!
You knew all along.
What do you say, Mr. Harris? Is there anything in your movie for a couple of slightly northern-southern belles?
Well, there might be, but you'll have to audition.
Wonderful! I memorized the part where Melanie defends the plantation against the Yankee soldiers. Wait, I'll show you. Mammy, my cue.
Oh, Miss O'Brien, Miss O'Brien, the Yankees are coming, the Yankees are coming.
That'll
After
be all,
we've
Mammy.
Worked so hard to save this plantation.
That'll be all, Yankee. Mammy.
Get away from my house, Yankee trash. Why, I am the daughter of Captain Amos O'Brien, and the same rebel blood that flows through his veins flows through mine.
What do you mean, we? I just work here. I don't know nothing about shooting. No.
Oh, if only I hadn't opened that envelope marked private and personal, none of this would have happened. Wah!
All right, I won't open.
Huh?
I won't. Ellie, wake up. You're having a nightmare. Oh, thank goodness. I dreamt about opening a letter.
You're kidding. Will you forget about that letter?
I'm trying.
Look, if it's bad news, you're going to feel guilty. If it's good news, you're going to be jealous. And if it's no news, you're going to feel stupid.
I suppose you're right.
Of course I'm right. Why don't you go to bed?
Not yet. I think I'll sit here for a while with Mary and sulk.
Okay. Forget about the letter, will you?
I'll try.
Ma'am, it's me.
Hi.
I brought you your mail.
Oh, that's three times this week.
Yeah, I bumped into John in the hall.
John?
The new mailman.
Oh, what's he like?
Single.
What's the matter? You couldn't find anything to wear?
No, I'm giving them to Goodwill.
Mary, these clothes are brand new.
I know.
Mary, you are the nicest person.
I try. Oh, a letter from Sue Ann Nivens.
What does the happy home wrecker have to say?
It's probably just an invitation to one of her show parties. Here's another one that was stuck to the back of it. Oh, it's for Lou Grant from Sue Ann Nivens.
What's she trying to do, save a stamp?
I was right. Her next show is a luau entitled My Thai Place or Yours.
Cute.
It gets cuter. Aloha, girls and poise. After Friday night's show, make suckling pigs of yourself at my luau. Don't be a poo-poo. Come.
What's private and personal about a luau?
Why?
On her letter to Mr. Grant, she wrote private and personal, and she dotted the I over private with a little heart.
Really?
And it's perfumed.
I know what you're thinking, Rhoda.
You're thinking it too, huh?
I am not thinking it.
Then how did you know I was thinking it?
Mr. Grant would never, although Sue Ann would, but not with Mr. Grant. That's as ridiculous as thinking that Murray would, although Ted might. Actually, I think that Gordy did.
Open the letter.
Open Mr. Grant's letter?
Come on, Mir. I know you're dying to.
I am not. I am not. Rhoda, go home. I've got to go shopping with Phyllis.
Okay, as long as I can have the red and gray dress.
Sure. I don't know if it'll fit you.
I'm not going to wear it. I'm going to tack it up to the refrigerator to taunt myself. See you, kid.
Aha! Quit you!
Rhoda!
Mary!
Rhoda!
Mary!
Rhoda!
Mary!
Rhoda! Oh, my gosh.
What?
Nothing. It's just an ordinary invitation like mine.
Mary?
Swear this will stay between the two of us.
I swear. What's it for?
Well, it's an invitation, all right. It's for the weekend. Mr. Grant and Sue Ann Niven are having an...
What do you know? Having an... at WJM.
Oh, my God. What am I going to do?
Why? Were you invited to that, too?
Mr. Grant, couldn't you have talked to me?
I don't think talk was what he had in mind.
I've got to give him a call.
Why?
Because he'll need someone to confide in.
Mary, do not pick up that phone.
Why?
First of all, it's none of your business. Secondly, you opened the letter and you're not even his mother.
Rhoda, I owe it to him. I'm more than his associate producer. I'm his friend.
Hello, Mr. Grant.
Mary? Mary, is that you?
Oh, Mr. Grant.
Try to control yourself, Mary.
Mr. Grant, I know about you and Sue Ann, and I want you to know that I understand.
You understand what?
I read her letter to you.
I just want you to know if there's ever anything I can do, you can count on me.
Well, there's one thing, Mary.
What's that, Mr. Grant?
You can clean out your desk.
Goodbye, Mr. Grant.
So?
I'm no longer WJM's associate producer.
He fired you?
Yes, if only I hadn't read that letter marked private and personal, none of this would have ever happened.
I won't open it. I promise, never.
What?
I won't.
Hallie, wake up. You're having another nightmare.
What? Oh, Mary.
Mary?
I mean Ethel.
Try Kate.
What?
Oh. Thank goodness, it was a dream.
You were having a dream about Mary Martin and Ethel Merman?
Richards and Mertz. What time is it?
7.
Time to call Charles.
Why?
I'm calling to tell him that I'm sending his letter back. I don't want it in this house another minute. Hello, Claire, Allie. Sorry I woke you. And the baby. Is Charles there?
I woke them.
Yeah, Charles, hi. Listen, I'm calling to tell you that I got a letter addressed to you marked private and personal, and I'm sending it to you via the hospital. What? Really?
Okay, hold on. Wants me to open it and read it to him.
Really?
I guess it's not what we thought it was.
Shucks.
Yeah, Charles, hold on. Dear Dr. Lowell, the Jaguar you requested is out of stock in Racing Green. We do, however, have one in Burgundy and one in White. Yours sincerely, Susan Bradley. Okay, goodbye, Charles.
The Jaguar, or is that the cat or the car?
The car. It's a surprise birthday present for Claire.
No wonder it was marked private and personal.
Yep. Well, at least I learned one thing from all of this.
What's that?
Never open anybody else's mail, because it'll just make you feel awful.
I'm glad you learned your lesson.
Amen. Jaguar, a big house, a pool.
Ellie, don't do it.
Don't do what?
Don't make a list of everything that Claire's got that you don't. You'll just aggravate yourself.
All right, I'll stop thinking about it. I'm still thinking about it.
Okay. Then really think about it.
What's that mean?
Okay, take the Jaguar, for instance. What is your fantasy?
Claire driving down the highway, the sunroof is open, the wind blowing through her hair.
And who's sitting next to her, pontificating about the scenery?
Charles. Oh, now I get it. More.
The house.
Claire walking from over-decorated room to over-decorated room.
And Charles in every one of them.
The pool.
Charles in a bathing suit. The bedroom.
This is a good game.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.